Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The stunning news delivered at the end of last week that the Mighty Mick won the reindeer games has led to a flood of mail to the North Pole with questions. Just who is this new reindeer, and how did he pull off such a stunning upset? It has been years since we've seen the defeat of legendary reindeer such as Donner. How has this affected the order of the reindeer world at the North Pole? We set our man, Elf Crash Murphy, on a course for answer to these and other questions, and he joins us now to report. Crash, were you able to learn the story of the Mighty Mick?
Frank, both Trixie and I have been on this for a few days now, and there's a big story to tell here, and I won't be able to tell the full story, at least not in this radio report. Trixie will be able to do it much better in her written report. But the story is one of commonality between Big Sled Ted and the Mighty Mick. In many ways, they're different, and in many ways, they're the same.
Well, how are they the same, Crash?
Big Sled Ted is the tallest elf at the North Pole, and maybe in all the world, Frank. He stands over 7 feet tall, and he's just huge. The Mighty Mick is big for a reindeer, too. In fact, it was his size that really tells his story the best. Mickey, as Big Sled Ted calls him, was so big as a baby reindeer that they had to have a special place built just to accommodate him. And he's just gotten that much bigger since he was born. When you see the Mighty Mick up close, he's a little intimidating because everything about him is large and powerful. And like Big Sled Ted, his size stands in great contrast to his very gentle personality and his very generous heart.
Do you think that his size gives him an advantage over other reindeer, Crash?
Yeah, you might think so in just looking at him, Frank, but his size is sometimes his challenge, too. The Mighty Mick suffers from a condition that is common in large animals, Frank, a degenerative joint condition that makes doing difficult things like running and jumping very painful to do. Big Sled Ted, who's an animal lover, Frank, could identify with such a condition. And he took to the Mighty Mick right away when he met him on a tour of the reindeer ranches with Santa over the summer of 2020. Santa asked Big Ted to work with the Mighty Mick, and now the rest is history.
Wow, Crash, that's quite a story. What about his name, the Mighty Mick? Where did that come from?
Well, that came from Big Sled Ted. Ted likes his own name so much, he gave Mickey that special name, the Mighty Mick. It motivates him and helps him to feel special, Frank. The Mighty Mick is a shy guy, honestly, but it seems a big part of his success came from the confidence and really the love and belief that Big Sled Ted has in him.
Crash, this really seems to be a story everyone should hear this year. Do we know yet what the Mighty Mick might be assigned to do this Christmas Eve? We know he gets a special opportunity to serve. Do we know what that is yet?
Right now, only Big Sled Ted and the Mighty Mick and Santa know that, Frank. I'm told we may learn about that after Christmas.
Okay, Crash, thank you for that report, and we look forward to learning more from Elf Trixie's article to be posted at SantaUpdate.com. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.